Chapter 21. Michael's mother sat him down, looking him square in the eye.
Parenthood blindsides many people. How do you think your father and I felt when you came along? We were going to move to the coast and train as surf instructors for a year. Yeah, that's right. Because we were young too, once. The beach never happened, but you know what did? The best family I could have ever wished for. This isn't the end of the world, Michael. It's a new beginning.
That's the cheesiest thing you've ever said, grunted Michael. Val rolled her eyes and slid a plate of cookies towards him, a rare move from the Queen of Green. These were desperate times.
I'm not hungry. Eat, else you'll be no good to anybody, and we need to get planning.
I'm not ready for this, quavered Michael.
Tough.
They can't expect me to do this alone.
That's not their business. They're giving you the gift of a child, and it's up to you how you use it.
She loaded four cookies into a napkin and placed them in Michael's hand, then fetched her keys.
The hypermarket should be open if we're quick. Come on, or you'll wake up tomorrow wishing you'd done this before you had a screaming child in your hands.
The room still smelled of his grandfather. Michael and Val shoved his empty bed against the wall and placed the crib into the center. Mercifully, Val had insisted they get the pre-assembled model. She'd also told him what else to buy and paid for all of it. Michael's head was spinning as he cleared wardrobe space for baby onesies, cardigans, hats, mittens, socks, vests, shoes, flannels, diapers, sensitive bath soaps, and a sling. Not to mention the cleaning mat, sanitizing wipes, bath thermometer, talcum powder, and baby monitor, or the car seat and pram downstairs. After much rearranging of furniture, Michael and his mother surveyed the new nursery.
If we'd checked the mail earlier, we could have painted the room. I hope your baby likes elephant gray, she said, patting Michael on the back. Now, are you ready for a crash course in diaper changing?
Actually, I'm up to speed on that one, said Michael hazily.
Oh, really? Man of hidden talents. Here's the deal. I'll put the kettle on while you set up the baby monitor.
Through her forced brightness and pragmatism, Michael knew she was exhausted, reeling from Amal's loss. He'd never felt more grateful for his mother's support and love. Not that he said it aloud. He was still too shocked to make sense of anyone outside his head. Val scooted downstairs while Michael unpacked the monitor.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Asked Sophia, lingering in the doorway.
I don't know yet. I'll find out tomorrow, said Michael.
They might be neither,
she mused, swinging from the handle.
That's true.
Why did Kelsey leave?
Asked Sophia. She used a rising intonation of such unconvincing innocence that Michael almost chucked the stack of flannels at her.
Mind your own business.
Does this mean you won't be going to university?
This time he threw the flannels. Sophia scarpered, vowing to tell Mom while Michael slammed the door. Nausea took hold as his future dissolved before him. Dreams of engineering vanished into the wardrobe of soothers and onesies. As the night swept on, Michael sat in his bedroom, contemplating the new world awaiting him. He longed to hear the doorbell ring, to find Kelsey there, begging him to take her back and raise the child with him. But as dawn broke, he realized she wasn't coming. He was alone in this.